we were talking about technology and sports and how much it's changed in just about every sport over the last 20 years. Well, joining us now in studio, if you want to open the door and let this gentleman in, is the preeminent sports technology expert here in the United States. He is a professor of sports technology at Harvard. I'm sorry, I forget your name.
How are you guys doing? Jimson Klenkeldink.
Jimson Klenkeldink.
Yeah, I'm the chief developer of product development for Accutred Industries. That's the leading conglomerate of sports technology and product advancement. And we have a slogan, where the future of tomorrow meets the past of today.
Okay.
Future of tomorrow.
I don't really understand
that's where
it.
We're introducing new technologies into old existing sports in order to increase performance. We're developing all kinds of fabrics and textiles for individualized individuals to increase sports players' capacity to maximize their play to a performance degree. And so that's what we're doing.
Sounds like a bunch of double talk to
yeah,
me.
Yeah, I don't follow him, but... But I guess you know what you're doing because you're seen as the expert in the field.
Exactly. Thank you, Craig. for example, in football, we have buttless pants coming out. This is a new technology we're developing in association with the NFL. And what the buttless pants do is they decrease the wind resistance and also make people not want to tackle you.
Oh, so, okay. Buttless pants.
No one's
going to
want to wear those.
Yeah.
Is anybody going to want to watch that?
What's that?
I said, is anybody going to want to watch that?
Oh, I'm sure there are some people who want to watch that. I just don't know if I would want to associate with the people who do want to watch that.
Okay, sir.
Also, you know, you hear all this talk in football about people wanting to blow each other up. Mm-hmm. Well, this here, I actually brought a prototype for you. Prototype, this is an actual detonator system to blow your opponents up. Yeah, it's a two-stage process. First contact you make with the opposing player, you plant the C4 on him. Uh-huh. And then the second time around, he approaches you, you hit the detonator, and then his kids enjoy the life insurance money that the league provides.
Oh, my gosh. I don't think that's ever going to get passed.
Both of you guys are golfers, I believe, right?
Yeah.
I was told both of you guys are golfers.
We enjoy
Craig
the sport.
And Jody. Well, this here, this is the driverless driver, a new bit of technology.
What is that?
It's a driver. Yeah, it's a driver that has no club face. It just has a golf ball ejector on the front of it. It shoots the ball 500 yards.
Well, that's no fun.
Yeah, it's not USGA approved yet, but
I don't think it ever will be.
Also, we have this. This is a sand putter.
A sand putter.
Yeah, it's a sand putter. It's a new age hybrid club. It takes it combines the best of the sand wedge with the greatness of the putter.
Why do you need to do that?
And oddly enough, it really improves your long game. It's
very strange claims being made here.
Also, we were developing a laser-sighted four iron, which has a laser system that sights your four iron in. We're working to bring this to the other irons, but right now we only have it in the four iron.
Why would you even start with the four iron?
Well, you know, as the chief developer of product development for Accutred Industries, which, as you guys know, is a leading conglomerate of sports technology and product advancement, we also have gotten into baseball, and me, myself, Jimson Klenkeldink.
What's happened to your name and your voice?
What's that? I don't know. What's going on?
I don't know.
In baseball, we're bringing in a titanium batting glove. This is is great. It's impervious to damage, but it's completely inflexible. So you can't really wrap your hand around the bat or anything.
Right. It needs some development.
Yeah, we're still working on it. We're also developing an erotic cup for baseball players. It's a cup in the shape of the female anatomy, so it encourages cup usage.
Jeez. It may also be distracting during games, I would think, to players.
In women's basketball, we developed this system. This is very expensive, so a lot of teams can't afford it yet, but it's heterodar. It's kind of a reverse gaydar, so women's sports can weed out the straight chicks who bring the team performance down.
Oh my gosh. That's a terrible thing to try to develop.
And I'm going to go kill myself.
Well, no. Don't do that.
Jimson.
Wow, someone going after him.
Oh, jeez. All right, there's some sports technology from... I didn't catch his last name.
I didn't catch his first name.
I'm still here. It's Jimson Klenkeldink.
Klenkeldink. Okay, thank you, sir. 848 here on...